Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Earlier this year, King County's executive, Dow Constantine, announced that King County will not be waiting for the state when it comes to transportation funding. See, the Washington State Legislature had not passed a transportation funding package. So, Constantine said, King County would go it alone and ask its own voters to pay more money for Metro Transit and for road projects. News analyst Joni Balter says going it alone seemed like a good idea at the time, but now Tuesday's vote is looking surprisingly close.
Surprisingly close because of a few things. It's pretty true, I think, that voters are not big fans of increases in their car tabs. After all these initiatives telling us we really, really want $30 car tabs, voters are sort of suspicious of increases in car tabs. So that's one thought. The other thing is this sort of atmospheric discussion about does Metro deserve an increase? Did they deliver on past promises? And have they exaggerated what cuts might be coming? And
Tell us more about that. Why do some people think Metro doesn't deserve more money?
Well, there's a fight, you know, at least at 30,000 feet about whether does Metro run its shop tightly? Do they pay bus drivers too much? Have they been sort of aggressive in managing the bus contracts? And so, you know, before, even if you do have a significant budget shortfall, which they do have, did you manage your shop enough to go ask voters for more money?
And then there seems to be this question about how much Metro bus service would really be cut if voters say no next week. Why is there this disagreement?
Well, so that came up very recently. And Metro, when they started this, this is sort of like, you know, state revenue forecasts when the legislature is meeting. They're constantly saying we have a new forecast and you should budget accordingly. And so for Metro, when they started this campaign, they said that they would have to cut 600,000 hours of bus service, 17% cut. But as time has gone on, you know, the economy's a little better, not a lot, but a little better, enough so that now it's going to be a 16% cut, and they'll probably have to cut 550,000 hours. But Metro didn't offer that until earlier this week. And once they offered that, the question was, well, you know, you got to be forthright with the voters. They don't like anything that's funny about it. So why didn't you tell us right away when you knew that?
What's the Republican Party saying about this tax hike, car tab hike for Metro measure?
Well, I would say the Republican Party in this area is being sort of Northwest passive aggressive about this whole thing. So all members of the allegedly nonpartisan King County Council voted to put this before voters. That's not the same as saying I'm for it, although some of those Republican, Republican members are actually campaigning for the bus measure. But there are other Republicans who actually don't want this to pass for a couple of reasons, because what they want is they want to wait for their timing, their schedule, on when to put forward the statewide package. And it's really hard for them, for everybody, if the King County vote has gone separately.
So in other words, they want to see a transportation funding package, a gas tax, that at a statewide level. So they don't want to burn those yes votes in King County?
Exactly. They don't want to burn them, because once the voters, let's say they give, in other words, say, okay, raise my car tabs and the sales tax a little bit, those King County voters are going to say, I'm not going to vote for another statewide package for roads elsewhere, or even some of them here in this county.
Well, why don't Republicans just come out and say, and vocally oppose this measure? Say, vote no. Why passive aggressive?
Because it's not cool to be against buses. That's why.
Ah.
It's not cool to be against buses because, you know, these suburban areas, how do you gonna get into Seattle? You know, it's hard to get in. Nobody thinks there's big charm in sending more cars into the city. Does that work for anybody?
What do you think happens if this thing goes down on Tuesday?
Well, if this thing goes down on Tuesday, you know, I'm told that the cuts will begin in June. And so you'll start to see it. But at the same time, maybe somebody puts together another package, maybe a little cheaper, for maybe an August ballot. I could see that happening. Now, nobody said that, but that is sort of the pattern. Once you lose at the ballot, if it's close, you come on back with maybe a slightly shinier package.
Do you think voters have picked up on that pattern?
Oh, yeah.
And this is their way of saying...
Oh, yeah. And that's why I think it's so close, because voters are going to get that. They say, well, if they don't do this, maybe they'll trim it a little. Maybe we'll get a better deal.
So it's like Metro and the voters are in negotiations.
Yes, indeed.
Go back and bring me another offer. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see what happens on Tuesday. News analyst Joni Balter, thank you.
And thank you.